Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right, good to have the Major Billy Downer back with us again here on Sports Talk, coming off the long, tough, hot Labor Day weekend. Major, welcome back into SC Wild here on Sports Talk from DNR. How are you, sir?
Well, we can't get dry, it seems like. It's raining yet again. I don't know where the listeners are today, but it seems to be raining everywhere we go.
Yes, I left
it. Making it tough for the outdoorsmen.
I left a big thunderstorm in Northeast Columbia when I came downtown. Let me get the phone number. Anybody with a question for the Major, who's going to be talking about dove hunting a good bit during this segment and sowing those fields for the dove hunting season, you have a question, comment, observation, complaint, he'll happily take all that on. 888-898-2525 is the number. Put you right in touch with one of the big dogs from DNR here with us on Sports Talk. Before we get into dove hunting season and all that, coming off the Labor Day weekend, a lot of activity. Last weekend for a lot of folks, vacationing on the lakes, at the ocean, in the mountains, and things like that. Anything from your office of importance as far as activity outside around the state that kept you busy?
Well, we did, of course, boating. You know, people don't think a lot about boating necessarily when they think about hunting and fishing in terms of what we do, but Labor Day ends the 100 deadliest days of summer, and unfortunately, we did have some accidents this weekend and some fatalities as well. So, anytime we have those, it's not a good day. Always a reminder to our boating public, as it continues to be warm, and even though the summer may be ending and school may be beginning, folks still like to get out in the water. Please be careful when you get out there. Make sure to remember our boating rules we talk about all the time. Maintain a proper lookout at all times. Maintain a safe speed so that when you're wherever you are, not just in a wake zone when you're in traffic with other boats, but you slow down so you have time to react. Maintain that proper lookout, which is probably our number one accident causer, so that folks are looking around, being defensive, looking at what's going on. Remember looking for that boat to jerk left or that PWC to cut in front of you weren't expecting. You got to be ready for that or for someone falling off a set of skis or on a tube, because people are still out there boating and enjoying it. So we want to remember that. And always remember, you know, drinking and driving doesn't work on land, and it certainly doesn't work on water. So make sure you have a designated driver in the boat. If you're going to go out and enjoy one on the water, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing against having a cold beer in the boat. Just don't be driving the boat. Have somebody else drive the boat for you.
Yeah. Let me ask you, too, just to kind of summarize the summer, how would you grade outdoor behavior around the state this past summer in terms of people following the law, not getting into trouble, avoiding injuries?
I would say it's an average summer. I'm not going to say we did really good. I think we've had a number of incidents over the summer, and I don't have those total numbers yet. I need to look back at that, and we can grade and get more in detail on another segment. But it was an average summer. People are always going to, there's always going to be accidents, incidents that occur, things that could be prevented, of course. But it's a typical summer. You know, we really did a lot as our office was really focused on boating under the influence this summer. We're waiting to see what the kind of total numbers look like after this weekend. So we get the totals in to see what we were, what our numbers look like over the weekend, and I mean, over the weekend as well as the summer. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that our officers are out there trying to charge somebody with DUI. We're not out there trying to target, you know, we are out there targeting DUI. I'm not going to say we're not targeting it. We're certainly trying to slow that curve. We see rising, more people drinking and boating, we see every year. But, you know, our officers are out there to maintain a safe environment for everybody else that wants to enjoy the water. And they're out there looking for those that may be boating unsafely. And then when they get to those boats, they're looking to see if they've been drinking. Because if they've been drinking, there's a reason why they may be boating irregularly or letting things go on the boat that shouldn't be going on or boating dangerously on the water. So we really focused on boating under the influence this year. kind of waiting to see what those numbers look like, to see if we had an increase in voting under the influence charges, or as well as looking to make sure officers are at least out there, what we call doing our BUI checklist, going through a test, and basically not testing people on the water, but actually going out there and doing looking for those that may be drinking, checking with them, talking to them on the water, and doing our screening forms. And a screening basically means we're just checking to make sure somebody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay to drive. So that's what we try to focus on, is doing more BUI screenings. And those in turn will result in more BUIs, because the more screenings you do, the more you'll find people that may be under the influence.
Let me ask you this, too, before we talk about the dove hunting season, which we'll get into. Our phone number, 888-898-2525. You want to reach the major with a question or comment or an observation. Football season all across the state now. South Carolina, Clemson, home games at other places all around the state, Citadel, Furman, et cetera. What role does DNR, if any, play when it comes to safety at college football games around the state?
So, good question. Typically, our officers are not involved in the parking details. There are times when there has been floods and other disasters that have happened that all law enforcement agencies, their numbers are kind of taxed, and we have stepped in to assist at those times with parking details. Typically, mm-hmm. we're not involved in the football parking, which is what most people see when they go to a football game, Clemson, Carolina. They're going to see, you know, officers out there from the Highway Patrol, local police departments, county sheriffs that are assisting with the parking details, directing traffic. Typically, our officers are not involved in that. Typically, this weekend, as busy a weekend we had on the water and in the field, our officers don't have time to be out there directing traffic, because this is like this is go time for most of our officers this past weekend, when things just, you know, are, you know, deer season's in and half the state, dove season comes in across the state. And then you've got lake activity across the state as well. So there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yes, indeed. Never a dull moment in South Carolina. Last thing with the doves. So we're also here during hurricane season now, and I think we've got maybe a tropical storm, maybe a hurricane that's forming in the Atlantic and is coming towards the coast. They expect it to turn north, but it may skirt the coast, may cause some issues along the coast. So, again, this is a case where you and your folks are on call, on standby, ready to jump into action. And what kind of things goes on around the DNR offices during this time of the year when you have to be on the watch out for hurricanes and big storms like that?
So right now what our officers are doing, great question, and this week we're doing a mock river sweep. Region 4 will be doing what's called a river sweep, or a trial, a run through it. And that's where officers, when we have a hurricane or the coming, for instance, and if the landfall is imminent or going to be close or skirt the coast, our officers run what's called a river sweep. We put officers on the water, and they basically run up the entire intra-coastal waterway, and they make sure that boats get off the water. Because there are people that are in transit, they make sure they're going to get out of the way, that they're going to go to the dock, go to safe harbor, or folks that sometimes live on these boats or intra-coastal waterways, that they document where they are if they don't get off, so we know where they are if something happens, if the storm makes landfall. We're doing a mock run on that. They'll be looking at different things that could happen, potentially throwing in a couple of curveballs of, hey, winds have closed this bridge or that bridge, and what do we do now? Because I know folks remember Hurricane Hugo, the Ben Sawyer Bridge got knocked sideways and kind of off its gearbox there, and that's just the amount of high winds you had. And people don't think about what that, you know, that affects traffic going to Sullivan Island, certainly, but also it affects boating traffic as well. If that bridge is not open all the way, some of your boating channels get closed up and blocked. So that can cause a hazard for boats that may be trying to navigate after a storm.
Does your office have any kind of, and I know we've got meteorologists who make the proclamations about what hurricane season is going to be like, but I mean, you have weather experts as well in your office. Do they have any kind of a feel about what to expect this hurricane season?
Right now, we're hoping to get out of this hurricane season without anything. We got really lucky last year without really anything going on, and we're hoping to get through September and close it out again, all quiet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of waiting to see him. But we do have the, you know, I talked about it before, we have a state climatology office with DNR, our state climatologist. So anyway, we're kind of waiting in hold mode right now, hoping for things to be quiet.
Let's hope that's the case, because we don't need any issues with that along the coast. All right, let's turn our attention to the start of dove season, which was this past weekend, and things surrounding that. Always an active time, a popular hunting time in South Carolina. What do you want to share?
Well, so again, this weekend, dove season came in. On Saturday, we had our first 3 days. Remember, we're through those first 3 days now, so we're past that afternoons only. So this weekend, Saturday, will be that first weekend that folks can go out and actually shoot in the morning. So you have a morning shoot when it's cooler. You know, dove season's great, but in the afternoon, it's really hot. This past weekend was no relief from that heat, really. So afternoons get really hot, and we had some rain come through. And unfortunately, some rainstorms really messed up some dove fields across the state. Talking to private dove fields, talking to our state biologist, rain just really messes with fields because it soaks the seed heads and the seeds get soured, or either they start to sprout, or it makes weeds grow in your field, and then your birds don't have clean ground. And doves have very weak feet. They like to dwell on the ground to eat, and if it's really grassy, they don't particularly care for that. So people will spray herbicides to kill the grass and the weeds, but then when you have rain, the fields get wet, you can't get in the field to spray herbicide, or you spray herbicide and it gets wet and it grows more weeds. So it's kind of a dual problem there. We did have a fairly lower than average opener for doves on public dove fields. There are some fields to note, however. We had one brand new field this year in Richland County I'm excited about. I've talked about it on the show before. The old Love Farm, we have a 60-acre dove field there. We had 91 folks visit that field. They shot over 3,000 times for an average of 5.6. I know you love this, Bill. 5.67 doves per man. Don't know what a 0.67 dove looks like, but anyway, that's what the average is.
That's what's left that after it's been actually, hit.
that was actually the highest percentage doves per hunter of any field in the state, and that was a brand new field this year. So that's pretty exciting. In Richland County, we haven't had a dove field in a long time. So if you're from the Midlands here, check out the Love Field or the Love Farm WMA. It's off of 378 on Van Blocklin Road. It was a great field this opening weekend. It'll be open again this Saturday. You have to have a WMA permit for our WMA fields. One of the next fields that really of note was London Creek, had 132 folks visit that field, 4,000 shots and 607 doves taken for 4.6 birds per man. And then the Belfast field in Newberry County, 111 folks visited there with 3,700 shots fired, 421 birds taken, 3.7 birds per man. And then rounding out the top four will be Samworth, WMA, 255 folks shot in that field. Over 5,000 shots for 975 birds taken for an average of 3.82 birds per man. Those all sound great, but a lot of the fields after that were just not very good just because, again, wet conditions. Mm-hmm. Just an example, in 2021, we had 3,427 people hunt, and they took 14,000 doves. Almost 15,000, just short of 15,000 doves last year, a banner year last year, really good at season opener. Remember, I've talked about this in the past. For those that like to dove hunt, typically 80% of our doves are killed the first 3 days of the season. And folks don't realize that's how popular dove hunting is in this state in the first week. And even in the first 3 days, most of our doves that are taken for the year. And we have three different segments of season. This first season goes here through September and October. And then we have a Thanksgiving season. And we have the kind of Christmas on to the end of January season now. But the most of those birds are taken this past weekend. So typically every year.
Yeah.
So it was a lower year with rain totals, but we did see some good fields, a brand new field, a love field. So we're happy about that. But that was our weekend. Rounding out again dove season this weekend to be able to hunt in the morning. Some of the things that folks need to be thinking about when you go dove hunting, what do you need? Well, remember, we've got the new licensing app. I know folks are still waiting. Some folks are still waiting on deer tags that haven't got mailed to them yet. We can't give them to you at the office because there's a third-party vendor that prints them and mails to you from another location. So it's a new process for all of us working through that. Our new license vendor is also working through that. But online, on your phone, you can go to Go Outdoors SC, Go Outdoors SC in your app store. Load that from an Android or Apple device, and you can load your name, first name, last name. It's going to ask you your date of birth, and it should load all your information. And you can then actually buy licenses on your phone. You can even renew your boat on your phone. So good stuff.
Makes it simple.
It's really modern. Yeah, we should have been here years ago. Mm-hmm. I admit that. But we're here now. I keep pushing people to the phone. Say, look, it's much easier than going to the office. You can do all this on your phone. If you got a new boat, yeah, you got to go to the office and that kind of thing. But with the phone, you can renew everything right there on your phone. Get all your licenses. You can even put in for draw hunts on the phone. So talk about licenses. Remember, our licenses now are not from August to, all the way around September again. It used to be, they are now 365. They've been that way for many years, but folks tend to forget that. Whenever you bought your license last year, your license is good until that date again this year. So for me, if I bought my license in mid-September, well, I still have a license, even though it's a new season. And the only thing you're required to do is to get a migratory bird permit to renew that license. I mean, that's free. You can go on your phone and do that. It's very easy to do. So you have to have a regular hunting license, a state hunting license. You do your migratory bird permit. So it's a free. It's a couple questions they ask you. How many birds doves you took last year, ducks, geese, those kind of things. You answer those questions, and you get the permit for free. Again, that's the way the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service gets information on the amount of folks that are hunting migratory birds from year to year and what their basic activity in the field is, what they're looking to try to hunt. It helps them with surveys they're doing. But again, that migratory bird permit is free. If you're going to go to one of our public dove fields, like I mentioned earlier here in the show, you've got to have a WMA permit. Now, that permit's around $35. You pay for that permit, and, you're good to go to one of our WMAs. And you can hunt doves. You can go hunt deer. You can hunt whatever's in season. You can go on your phone. You can go look at from your phone. You can look at the rules and regs and look at the WMAs near your area and see what's available. There's many options out there, deer hunting, dove fields, and even waterfowl hunting opportunities and small game. So a lot of opportunities on WMAs. I encourage folks, if you haven't bought a WMA permit in the past, to do so. And on top of all that, to make it real easy, you can buy a sportsman's license. The sportsman's license is $50. It includes everything. Your hunting license, fishing license, big game permit, and WMA permit. It includes all of it in one nice little package. And you can add the saltwater stamp to that. You can do everything pretty much in our state that our state has to offer, with the exception of things that require tags. Remember, when you buy a big game permit, you automatically get a set of 5 deer tags, 2 doe tags or antlers deer tags, and 3 buck tags that are unlimited as far as the size limit. There's no size limit on those, or restricted, unrestricted on the buck tags. So those are things to think about there. But again, on dove fields, just your hunting license and your migratory game permit. If you're hunting on WMA, you have to have a WMA permit as well, or your sportsman's license. And it is a 365-day license. So those are the things you need to have.
We've got about 3 minutes left. I want to ask you, the act of hunting the dove that is flying, what's your advice for the hunter? But this is for the lighter experienced hunter. I mean, what's the best way to take one down? From the standpoint of how you aim, how you pull the trigger, the ammunition you use. I mean, what's your scheme when you do that?
It is certainly not going to the tennis court like you did. Your first shotgun experience. No.
Yes.
Most people practice skeet shooting, clay target shooting with a skeet trap for sporting clays. Skeet and sporting clays are really good practices, are really good ways to go out and get ready for dove season. Particularly skeet, you have to left and right, your target going away and coming to you. Those are great ways to practice for passing shots with birds. Most of your shots with birds are passing shots. You have to learn to lead and follow through. Keep your head down on the gun, basically, so the gun's an extension of your arm, and you're looking down the barrel. Those are the things we teach our young people that are involved in our shotgun sports. But that's the best way to get ready. Past that, you know, shells are shells. Everybody, you know, typically number eight, what everybody uses, that's the size shot they use. You can get heavy dove loads, ounce and a quarter, ounce and eighth. Most of the heavy dove loads are ounce and an eighth. We used to call those high brass shells. Give it a little more oomph in the shell, a little more shot maybe. But those are good shells as well. As the season wears on, you get into later season and migratory birds come in. You're not shooting local birds. Like right now, most of the dove people are shooting are local. As the seasons wear on into October, November, you get a November season and Christmas, you're looking at migratory birds. They're much bigger. They almost feel like they're wearing armor. So high brass shells are a must then. But as you know, I've always said this, doves are one of my favorite meals and my family's favorite meals for many years. So great fare, table fare for sure.
Yeah, and your favorite recipe, quickly, got about 90 seconds. I know you have a favorite recipe because you tell it all the time.
Favorite recipe? Oh, it's easy. It's bacon wrapped around anything makes it good. You can wrap around a shoe with it. In the case of doves, I always remove the breastbone. I have them filleted. Pretty easy to do. Take those two breasts, the small breast meat there, and wrap it with bacon. Take a fork through it. You can put a piece of jalapeno jack, cheddar jack cheese in there, pepper jack cheese, excuse me, and maybe even a little bit of a jalapeno if you want to. In the middle of that, wrap it up with bacon, put it on the grill, cook it, you know, 350, about 20 and 20 or 15 maybe at the most. Leave it slightly medium, and that is one excellent table fare for sure. Or you can add orange or red peppers, your bell peppers, your green bell peppers, what everybody's commonly used, but I've had some with red and orange and the yellow peppers. It really makes it really good. Adding that to the outside through the toothpick as well. So those are great table fare for sure.
Well, happy hunting to you and to everybody else who wants to get out in the fields this week and over the weekend. And we enjoyed it as always. Great edition of SC Wild, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Be safe out there, Major.
Thanks, sir. Have a good evening.
You too, sir. The Major, Billy Downer, he is so full of knowledge on everything about the great outdoors. We love having him on Sports Talk and on SC Wild every other Wednesday night from a DNR. We appreciate his time. Hopefully the things you hear from him, they are educational and you pick up a tip or two perhaps, but mostly it's educational and it leads to some safe time in the outdoors. You know, we don't want anybody getting hurt hunting, or you can get hurt fishing or boating. Of course, want everybody to be safe and enjoying themselves in the great outdoors. And we thank the Major for being with us once again. Okay, been a busy show. We appreciate those of you who have joined us tonight, and we'll crank it back up again tomorrow night. Going to be very busy tomorrow night as well, including a visit from Danny Morrison to kick off hour number two of the program. And then at 7:35, great way to wrap up the show tomorrow night, Will and the Thrill will give us their take on their respective teams, the Tigers and the Gamecocks, from this past weekend, and look ahead to their respective games coming up this weekend. So, thank you, Pat. Great as always. Thanks, Chris Bergen. Thanks to Major Billy Downer for being with us. Thanks to all of you. We will see you tomorrow night right back here on Sports Talk.